Hello, welcome back and happy new year. A year in which we're hopefully going to play a hell of a lot more golf, but we've got loads to talk about with you. We've had a little bit of a break from the podcast just before the race to Dubai, but lots has happened in the interim, really. We've had lots of stories in the world of golf. We've had John Rahm moving to live. We've had a new season starting. We've had the first tournament of the year over in Hawaii. But before we get into all that, let me welcome back Mr. Matt Holbrook. Matt, how the heck are you?
I'm all right, man. Good to be back, isn't it? Good to be back. Yeah. It seems like it's been a while. A lot going on, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a busy one. So much. I mean, this time of year is obviously very busy anyway with all the new stuff that's coming out from all the manufacturers that we're seeing, product releases all of the time, aren't we? We've been busy here at Golf Shake doing our reviews of all of those products, which if you look at the YouTube channel, Callaway's stuff was last week, as well as the new Wilson golf balls, which we've done reviews of, which were very good. This week, you're going to see some new stuff from TaylorMade and also the irons from Wilson that we filmed. We've got some stuff from Cobra coming up as well. We've just about to take delivery of the samples of that. I think they should be coming today, maybe even tomorrow. But yeah, we've got lots to talk about. You actually went on the press trip for Cobra, didn't you, just before Christmas as well, to see some of the new product. It's not a secret what the name is now, so we can say it because they put something on social media yesterday. So it's called Dark Speed. You've obviously had a bit of a hit with it when you were out over in, was it Spain you went to? Is it La Manga?
Yeah, we went to La Manga, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Cobra product's always pretty good. I've been sent one driver about a month and a half ago, so I've not really done the review yet. I've just looked at the driver and I've hit a couple of shots with it, but nothing major. But yeah, it's always a brand that quite interesting to try, to be honest. But yeah, we've got, like I say, Callaway is already done. TaylorMade is this week, which is really impressive stuff as well, which is called QI10, which is the worst kept secret in golf, really, because you've seen it probably for the last 2 months in the bags of Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Tommy Fleetwood, etc. But we've got all of our reviews of those. So it's been a busy time of year filming videos. We've obviously not been on the podcast. We've not been talking much golf, Matt. So what have you been doing in between? So have you been playing a lot of golf? Have you not? Do you play a lot in the winter? How's it
for you? If the course is open, I'm playing. And as we sit here now, so I'm sitting at the golf course and I'm looking through the patio doors down on the first fairway. And the course is open today for the first time since, I think, Friday last week. But it is snowing, only very lightly. And I was due to play the next winter four balls at Felixstowe tomorrow. The competition's been cancelled, but a few of us are still going to go up there and play anyway. Just because the course is a bit wet, they couldn't have buggies out. Played New Year's Day, played Christmas Eve, played Boxing Day. Just playing as much as I possibly can. But I'll be honest, I'm filling my time with a lot of gym work. Anyone that follows me on Instagram will know.
Seen that. You're literally like Arnold Schwarzenegger now, man, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
But in the gym.
Yeah. I've lost a bit of weight.
Muscle Beach.
Yeah, feeling good, though. Feeling good, physically feeling good.
Posing in front of the mirror and all that kind of stuff, you know, all that.
I wouldn't go that far yet.
On social media, but no. Fair play to you, mate. I'm only jealous because I just don't have the time to do that, and I have all the inclination sometimes as well. So yeah, well done for you for doing it because it's hard, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, it's good. Obviously, if you're seeing some improvement as well, let's see whether it makes you play better golf because you never know. That's obviously the acid test for it as well.
I mean, it's taken me 4 minutes to mention it, but I played in a competition on New Year's Day, so the first competition of the year, and I won it, shot three over on New Year's Day. So yeah, and that to this day is still the only game of golf that I've actually played this year. So
that's one more than me, mate. So I don't intend on changing that anytime soon, if I'm honest.
No.
But this is the time of year where we start to plan ahead for what we're going to do for the rest of 24. Okay, so those of you that are fair weather golfers like myself will be looking ahead to potential trips that you might be having abroad, maybe to play some golf. During the winter, while it's still pretty rubbish here in the UK, like you say, we're in for probably the next 3 months of snow, wind and rain and pretty horrible stuff. So it'd be nice to get somewhere and actually play a golf course that's one, open and on full greens, and two, hopefully in a t-shirt and shorts rather than a woolly hat and 17 layers. So we have got plans next month. Hopefully some of us from Golf Shake, we're going to be heading over to Portugal. sort of middle of February, for a number of reasons, really. One, because we're sick of being in the UK and want to go and play somewhere nice. But also, we've got tons to film as well. So because the weather's been so poor over Christmas and the new year over here, all this new equipment we've just been talking about, we've not been able to really properly get out on the golf course and test it. We've got absolutely tons of equipment that's been sent to us by the manufacturer. And hopefully four of us are going to get over to Portugal and put it through its paces. So, I mean, for the likes of Wilton have sent us four sets of irons. So be ideal for one of us to test each set. We've also got all the brand new metal woods and drivers from all the different brands I've just mentioned as well. So it'd be good to get out there and try those. But I think selfishly, it's more just to play some golf in nice weather, Matt.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I don't think any of my shorts are going to fit me anymore.
Oh, God, can we just stop talking about it? Everyone's come out of Christmas fatter than they've ever been, and you're talking about how much weight that you've lost. And
good problem to have, though. Good problem to have. Listen up, mate. If I can get a bit of winter sun,
you're not
going to
get us any more subscribers by saying how thin you are, Matt.
No, I'm absolutely not. But if I can, if I can get a bit of winter sun, it means I've got to wear baggy shorts.
I'm here to balance all that up because I have definitely put weight on over Christmas because I've enjoyed myself not being to the gym every day. I've been trying a bit, getting ready for the season, but certainly not to that animal level that I've seen you doing, Matt. So, to be honest, you've made me want to up my game a little bit in that respect. So, fair play. I think obviously February I've mentioned, but personally got a pro-am in Turkey in March, which is always good. The weather can be a little bit iffy sometimes in Turkey at that time of year, but it's definitely better than here. And then the other trip is September. Potentially going to Dublin for a couple of days to do some more stuff there. So, but other than that, that's me. It'd be just normal kind of pro-ams and golf season stuff. Have you got anything planned, Matt, travel-wise, other than what we mentioned in Portugal?
I haven't got anything planned, but there will be more this year, absolutely. It was something that I didn't get enough of probably the last 3 or 4 years. But yeah, absolutely. This year, I mean, firstly for me, the first thing I always look at is all my county opens and the county competitions. I put those in the diary. I start entering those already, and then I just kind of work around that, and I find some gaps. But yeah, February. If I get the nod, February would be good because that'll be the week. I think that's the week before my birthday as well. So that'll be quite nice.
Very good. I think it's half term week here, which means I'm going to be abandoning the family during half term. But you know. At the expense of playing golf and some nice golf courses. Hopefully Mrs. Rastell will be very accommodating, which she normally is. So I'm only saying this because she's actually stood behind the camera there. It's something I'm looking forward to. It's been a long time since I've played golf properly, in inverted commas. I mean, I've kind of played a couple of the winter comps at the club, like the Christmas Am-Am and stuff like this, which not really stuff I want to play in because it's just wet and cold and horrible and on temporary greens and all that kind of stuff. And I just don't think you learn anything about your golf game doing that. But the last time I played was in Texas. So if you're dropping the fact that you're going to the gym every day, I'm going to drop the fact that I played in Texas with Callaway towards the end of, the start of November, actually. So we went on Halloween, which was really good. Played two golf courses out there, which are going to hold the Ryder Cup and also the USPGA in years to come. So it was at PGA Omni Frisco, which was just outside, just outside Dallas. So we flew into Dallas Fort Worth, and it was about a half an hour taxi from the airport to PGA Omni Frisco. Amazing resort. You can check out some of the videos that we did on the new AI1 series of putters from Odyssey, which was the whole reason why we were there. We got to meet some of the Callaway Tour staff in the form of John Rahm. We had Xander Schauffele, Ronnie Yin, and also Sam Burns there at the time. So we got to have a bit of a chat with them. Also talked to them about the new AI1 putter. And like I say, this is all on YouTube that you can watch. I did a video while I was there. Got fitted myself by one of the European Tour putter guy, Seamus, that was there. Hopefully we're going to do some more content with him. And now that we've got the new Paradigm AI smoke range out from Callaway, we're going to hopefully film some content getting fitted for that over here in the UK. And I think potentially we might be going to the JCB club to do that, which is somewhere I've not been yet, but looks amazing. They've had some events there already, and They've obviously got a live event there this year, so it'd be great to get across and go there. But mate, it just seems like everything's ramping up again now from a very depressing kind of end to the year where not a lot's going on. The weather's pretty rubbish. We've had kind of 6 or 8 weeks of just rain and horrible stuff here. Now the kind of, you know, it's starting to look a little bit more like golf season. We've had a few days here where it hasn't rained, which is nice. I know you've just said it's snowing where you are, but yeah, we can see that, you know, every day now is getting lighter. We're getting towards the summer. So there is some kind of optimism in there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at the weather tomorrow. To be honest, like we haven't got a bad forecast down in there. Tomorrow's going to be nice and sunny, just very, very cold. So I'm looking forward to getting back out tomorrow. And yeah, I don't mind a cold. I can take cold and dry. I take cold and dry over warm and wet, to be honest. I don't mind putting a base layer on and putting a gilet on and a woolly out and keep yourself warm if it means you can get out and have a good time. And like I say, like I am blessed this part of the country because we have got loads of heathland, we've got Lynx courses, and it's relatively dry. Like Christmas Eve, I had a game at Alborough, and I put white trainers on, and there was not a speck of mud on it. Not a speck of mud on. And
yeah, I think around here at the moment we'd be kind of up to your ankles in mud, really. Yeah. It's like the storm out at Howley Hall sometimes at the moment. But yeah, like you say, if it freezes in the next few days, which it looks like it's going to be pretty cold, then yeah, I'm up for that, to be honest. Going out and hitting a few shots, and you know, if it's frozen or whatever, I'm happy. It's just when you're getting caked in mud, it's just not for me.
That's not fun. But do you know what I actually find? You said earlier, you said you don't think it does any favours. But do you know what I find? Like if you're hitting irons off fairways that are a little bit wet and a little bit spodgy, I think it really makes you concentrate on your strike, you know, hitting the ball first, because you can't afford to be, you know, fat at all with your strike. And I actually feel like it's the last couple of weeks when I have played, I'm so focused on making sure you're getting the ball before the ground. I feel like I've actually hit the ball okay in these conditions.
So you reckon it actually helps you with your ball striking then, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, because like obviously we're on pick and place, and some of the fairways are a little bit, you know, a little bit sparse of good lies. So when, you know, even when you pick and place, if the ground is soft underneath and it's, you know, maybe muddy in places and stuff like that, it just really helps me focus on making sure I'm hitting the ball before the ground. Because, you know, anything fat or thin is just going to get really punished this time of year. I've actually been hitting the ball pretty well, focusing on that.
The problem is up here, we're on max all the time, mate, in the winter.
Oh, okay.
So it's rubbish, which is one of the reasons why I don't want to go out, really, because to me, that's not goal. You know, I want to hit it on the ground, and I do exactly what you're saying. Yeah, there is that premium then on striking it well and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just when courses aren't at their best and they're playing a bit short and there's no run on the ball and all that kind of stuff's just not for me, really. But yeah, hopefully coming up we've got some nice trips away. So we saw the PGA Tour start this week. So they've been over in Hawaii, which is obviously a nice place to start your year off. And the Century, which finished just yesterday, we saw Chris Kirk win. And did you watch much of it, Matt? Did you see much of the golf over the weekend? Or if I'm honest, I've not watched tons of it, but I saw the scoring, as always over there. It's just crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's so low that people are shooting 10 and 12 under par rounds all over the place. And we've seen Chris Kirk win 29 under par for four rounds, which is just frightening stuff.
Yeah, no, I watched, I'll be honest, I hadn't watched the end of any of the evenings, but I watched a lot of it on Saturday and Sunday night. It's a nice place for them to go and play golf, but it's not much good for us while we're sitting here looking at the winner.
It's week for the Sony Open as well, so, you know, most of the players will be just staying there and off they go again. So, yeah, I mean, you'd imagine similar, although I don't think the scoring will be quite as low. It's still a golf course that, you know, people do score pretty well on generally. So yeah, I'd imagine to see some very good performances again. I mean, looking at the, you know, the leaderboard, there was obviously some sort of good performances from Thigala, and Spieth played really well. You know, I watched a bit of him, and his short game just impresses me so much whenever I watch him. Just some of the shots he hit, some of the little kind of 40, 50-yard pitch shots, which invariably when you're hitting it a long way around those sorts of courses, you're going to be left with a lot of those. Some of the ones he hit were just unbelievably good. But yeah, the likes of Scheffler up there, Jason Day, Sepp Straka, Patrick Cantlay, all guys that are, you know, almost hitting their stride straight away on the PGA Tour season. So you'd expect to see them a lot in the next 12 months. We've obviously got the DP World Tour starting again this week. So there's an invitational event in Dubai, which I know Rory's playing in. And it's a no-cut event, is it? I think it's just, yeah, just four rounds with no cut. So that looks pretty good. Dan have gone across there to play. So
yeah, it's a big field. Tommy Fleetwood's playing, Højgaard's, Meronk's playing, Ryan Fox is playing. It's strong enough.
Yeah, it looks good. It'll be a good event, and it looks like they've got three events in a row in Dubai or pretty close to Dubai now. So obviously with the Desert Classic, they've obviously got the event at Ras Al Khaimah as well, which has come in the last couple of years, which Daniel Gavin's won last year, who's from our club, which is wonderful. So it'd be great to see him do that again. I saw it came up on social media the other day, how he played the 18th when he won it as well, which is just the most unbelievable double bogey you're ever going to see, going in the water twice and draining an absolute monster putt to win. But you're not going to see many, better finishes, but probably more adrenaline-fueled finishes than that for a while, I don't think. But Marcus as well, I've just mentioned, he's got a new caddy on the bag, so I've got to mention them. So Ben, who's been working for me for a while here at Howley Hall and has been playing to a very good level in his own right. You know, he's played a lot on the Clutch Tour this last year or so, has been playing Euro Pro, qualified for the Open a couple of years ago. So Ben's actually going to caddy for Marcus full time now. So good luck to those two. It's their first event this week. And I'm pretty sure they're loving being out in the sunshine in Dubai rather than over here. So I'm hoping to see those guys do well, but you'd be hard pushed to look past the likes of Rory, really, wouldn't you, for an event in Dubai and first out. He normally starts pretty well, doesn't he, when he comes out and plays. So it'd be an interesting year for him because it's a year we'd expect or like to see him get close to winning a major again, which I'm sure he would want that as well. An interesting one.
Definitely. And also, I don't know if you know, after this week event, there's only 9 events until we're the Masters.
Really? Wow. Coming thick and fast, really, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, really. I mean, that's kind of the start of the golf season for most of us, I think, isn't it? Once we get to Augusta and once we watch the Masters, a lot of us want to get out on the golf course and we want to play more golf, don't we? So, yeah, fingers crossed we have a good run in there. But 9 events just seems not many, does it?
No. So, mate, the time will fly by. That's the thing as well. Like, we say this every year, don't we? Say it every year, but it will fly by.
You know, and we've got, obviously, as we've mentioned, we've got a trip to Portugal, which you guys, will, you know, if you follow us on all the different socials and YouTube, you're going to see a lot of that as well, because we're going to be over there and tons of stuff. But also, like I say, I'm playing in Turkey at the start of March as well for the sort of annual TGI Pro-Am that I go on, which is an amazing event. So we're staying at Titanic Resort over there, which I've not stayed at before. I'm playing the courses at the Cullinan, which are just outside the Titanic. So there's 2 courses there, which I have played one of them before, but it was very new. So excited to go over there and play those again and be competitive. And hopefully my team does pretty well. Outside of the world of professional golf then, Matt, what do you have any kind of golfing New Year's resolutions or anything really that you're trying to accomplish in 2024? Because we always, I mean, I know you do this, so I know that I'm going to get an answer from you, but many of us will kind of sit there, take stock of what's happened last year and kind of make a bit of a plan for 2024 and what we're going to do. So have you done that?
Yeah, definitely. So So for the last 4 years, I think I've kept my goals pretty much almost like the same, just like increase the number slightly. So like I've given myself like a target of how many birdies I want to make during the course of the year. Last year, I wanted to make 140. I think I finished on 151, 152. So this year, I'm just stretching that out to 160. That's birdies or better. So you can chuck some eagles in. The rest of my performance based goals are always based them around my home course at Stowmarket, because that for me is where it's most important that I do my best scoring. And actually, out of the three that I set myself last year, I beat two and come narrowly close to getting a clean sweep. So it was only my putting average. I wanted less than 31 putts at my home course. And I think after 78 rounds, I think I was averaging 31.07. So I missed out on that by 0.07. But yeah, my green and regulation target was smashed. And my scoring average actually was one I was pretty proud of. Was I wanted the scoring average of under 76. So that's under 7 over for a par 69. And I managed 75.96. So yeah, but then I'd also set some other goals like shoot under par, which I didn't achieve last year. I shot one over a couple of times. I wanted to finish in the top 10 on gross and club champs, and I came 11th. But towards the end of the year, actually, is where I probably had my best stretch of golf, because I won the two events at Felixstowe, the Winter Four Balls back-to-back, where I shot 3 under both times. And my lowest index ever was down at 2.6 at the end of the year. So it was
a pretty decent year then, all in all.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a very good year. And like I say, I won a midweek Stableford just before Christmas. I won the New Year's Day Stableford this year.
I'm in the Pinder already,
which is good for this year. So I haven't got to worry about that.
Banter with Lockwood starts already, yeah?
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, and then I've...
Those of you that haven't listened to some of the podcasts that we've done before, right? So Matt has a friend, he's called Matt as well, isn't he? Matt Lockwood, yep. Anyone who wins a medal or a Stableford or whatever at your club gets into this end of season Pinder trophy. Yeah, is that right? Matt wasn't in it. Well, you were in it, but Matt Lockwood wasn't in it last year. So we were putting pressure on him most of the season last year to get in there. He didn't make it. So hopefully 2024 is your season, Matt Lockwood. And fingers crossed for you. I know everyone at the club is well behind you, and me and Matt certainly are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or not, because it just provides us with some great content each week.
It did.
I don't know what we do if you did actually get in. So
no. We'd invite him on as a guest, and he could break the news to everybody. Absolutely. And the only other goal that I've set myself this year is, obviously, I've got my county opens that I like to play in, and I'd like to play better in those this year. So I'm going to change my approach slightly to them and try not to get too kind of into the build up, and just try to go in a little bit more relaxed this year. So I'd like to finish top 10 in one of the county opens for this year, which are all over 36 holes as well. So that's my goals for the year. Really, it's pretty basic, but it's kind of what I've done in the past and what works for me. So I thought, why not just stick with it? It seems to work. It's all trackable via the Golf Shake score tracking system. And if you go on there and have a look, you've got loads of different targets and guidelines and stats that you can look at and help towards your 2024 goals and targets.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great resource, isn't it? And those of you that do want to track your game, and those of you that do keep a bit more of a focus on certain areas of it, Golf Shake's got pretty much everything covered for you there, hasn't it? In terms of inputting your rounds and looking at all your stats and looking at which areas of your game to improve and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, that, the whole kind of mantra that we have at Golf Shake is playing more and playing better. So anything that we can do to help you play better golf, we will do that. So yeah, there's obviously loads of content on the website around stats, and we've done different things in terms of like tuition and coaching stuff in the past. So if there's anything you need help with in terms of the mechanics of your golf swing and the game and the way you approach it and your scoring, we've got resources there. But also you can speak to me and Matt as well, so you can contact us through the social media channels too. More than happy to help you. But then we've also got the YouTube platform as well. So with some of the coaching and tuition stuff that we've done, as well as hopefully some features now going forward when we go to Portugal, we'll do some more on-course testing with some of the new product. We've obviously got the club review stuff that we do all the time as well. We've just done some more stuff on short game and wedge bounce and stuff like that. So we've got some videos around that coming out pretty soon, because we did some stuff God, it'd be probably 2 years ago now. And for some reason, that video has literally just gone through the roof in the last couple of weeks. So people are obviously searching about wedges and picking the right wedges and how you kind of look for the right bounce and loft and grinding wedges and things like that. And it's something that a lot of people don't know anything about. And like I say, we've got a resource there that's more than good enough for you to be able to pick some wedges. But like I say, there's nothing better than actually speaking to people as well. So if you wanted to email Golf Shake or even just leave a comment on one of the social media posts or the YouTube videos, we'll get back to you and with an answer, hopefully, to your query about what wedge you should use or what driver's best for you in 2024. Or some of you are even searching the best drivers from last year because you're looking at picking something up secondhand or something that's on sale. And, you know, we're not stupid enough to think that people are going to be buying new golf clubs all the time, because, you know, a lot of people's financial situations aren't like that. And some of you don't want to be spending £500 on a driver. And I absolutely get that. That you can also look at the best videos we've done from 2023 and see the sort of drivers that might be on offer this year as well. So you might be able to pick yourself up a bargain. So, yeah, like I say, this time of year is almost everyone's kind of itching to get out and be playing properly, playing competitively, getting down your local club and seeing some of those people that you've not seen during the winter very much because of, I mean, the weather here in the UK, Matt, has just been dreadful, hasn't it? For those of you that aren't UK based and are watching from different countries around the world, I mean, the weather's just been so bad here that, I mean, most golf courses, like you say, have been shut for periods of time. I know we have at Howley, not many days, to be honest. We've always had some holes open for people to play. But I know back at my the club that I grew up playing down in Lincolnshire, they're literally underwater. Like half the holes have got lakes on them. Do you know what I mean? So it's not been a nice period of time here in the UK. There will be some areas, and there'll be some people that messages on here saying, "Oh, our course has been open all the way over winter." And you know, we've still got trolleys and buggies on and stuff like that. Well, you're very, very lucky, and you should count yourself very lucky, because not everywhere in the country is like that. And certainly the further north that you get from here and into Scotland, I know they've had some horrible weather, as they generally do this time of the year. But there are some of those, you know, kind of inklings that the weather's maybe going to change a little bit. So fingers crossed that's going to be good. I mean, personally, from a golf pro and retailing standpoint, it's been pretty rubbish because of how bad the weather's been. There's been less people up the golf club and obviously less people then to come in the shop and try and sell some stuff to. But we've been pretty busy with lessons over this period, which we normally are because people are wanting to try and get their game in shape, ready for next season. But it's really quite a quiet time for us here at the golf club from a retail standpoint, really. With the new club releases that I've already spoken about, that kind of gets people thinking about playing golf again, and they start coming for lessons and they start booking fitting sessions. And a lot of people are wanting to try the new kit already. I've been so lucky that I get the media samples of everything that I've already got, everything at the club, which no one else has got yet. So I have had a couple of people having a bit of a hit with it, which has been great, and kind of sowing the seeds of, oh, this driver's a little bit better than yours. And so hopefully we'll see a bit of that. And I know you're looking forward to getting the new Cobra Dark Speed driver when it comes out, Matt, as well, aren't you? So
absolutely,
that won't be a million miles away, I wouldn't have thought, from you getting hold of something like that. But yeah, it's just the time of year where everyone's pretty excited and kind of wants to get to the Masters and that kick the season on and get going and playing yourself. But I think personally, looking at goals that I would have, one, I want to play a little bit more because I just don't get enough time really to do that. And I absolutely love playing competitive golf. I also love just playing a few rounds with my mates and having a couple of beers afterwards as well, which I haven't done enough of either, which I'd really like to do. But I suppose the goal for me would be to win a Pro-Am at some point this year and, you know, maybe shoot a couple of decent scores and win some money, really. That's kind of all I want to do. I mean, I'm not playing week in, week out like you in club stuff, so it's a bit different. But certainly I think winning an event this year would be kind of right up there on my radar, really.
When did I kick in for you?
Properly about May, I'd have thought, something like that onwards. So there'll be the odd like qualifier for things here and there, which normally there's like the PGA like club pros tournament. So I think it's sponsored by Titleist and Footjoy that we play in, that there'll be a qualifier for that, and then I'm not actually seeing where the final is this year, but there's normally about 120 people trying to get 10 spaces to go and play in the final at each event that you do. So the finals is normally at a really nice golf course, and Titleist and Footjoy sponsor it, so they look after you as well for qualifying, which is great. There's a couple of sort of qualifying events for sort of more regional PGA stuff that I'd like to play in as well. So here in Yorkshire, we've got a really good good section, really. I suppose really a good county in terms of the support for a lot of the PGA events that we have here. So the pro-ams are pretty busy. We've got one at Howley this year, but I also play at quite a few of the ones at other clubs and take teams with me for them. And Yorkshire is a very good county for that, to be honest. We get to play some great golf courses in Yorkshire as well, which is good. I'm part of the committee for the Yorkshire PGA now. So I do a little bit on there and just kind of, you know, chat through what we can do to make the area better in terms of, as a PGA pro, playing in events and getting more people playing. And, you know, you seem to see a lot of the same faces at events, but I was told there's about 300 pros in Yorkshire, and literally you're seeing the same 20 guys playing in every event. So there's a load of guys there that aren't playing and aren't getting involved. And I suppose it's about trying to get those guys more involved in playing golf, I suppose.
Why do you think that is? Is that like an ability thing? Is that because they know
some of it? Yeah, I mean,
every county's got their strong golfers, right? There's three or four down there in Suffolk that, you know, if they turn up to an event, if they don't finish in the top three, they've had a bad day, and that means everybody else is kind of just the also runs. But
yeah, there's a bit of that. Obviously, in this county, you've got guys that are playing full time. Do you know what I mean? It's their full time job playing golf. Whereas people like me, it's not. Do you know what I mean? I will play probably in season two pro-ams a month if I'm lucky. So it's kind of two competitive days a month I'm playing. So it's not a lot, but you still like to think that you're going to be competitive. But, you know, the long and the short of it is you're probably not going to be as sharp as someone who's playing. Some of these guys are playing two or three pro-ams a week. Do you know what I mean? So they're playing quite a lot. And I suppose from a lot of golf pros, it's a day away from work where you're not earning any money, and you're going to play an event where you're going to have to play really well just to win some money, and it's probably not as much money as you would have earned if you'd have stayed at work. But it's difficult, yeah. And I think trying to have some events where maybe individual pro score isn't as important, so maybe some team events where it's almost I know, like almost like the tour scramble sort of format, you know, where everyone tees off and you pick the best tee shot and everyone plays their own ball from there, and it's just a bit of a shootout kind of thing that might get more pros involved potentially. And these are conversations that we're having kind of within the PGA here in Yorkshire, as to get more golf pros out the shop and playing golf. And
yeah.
I've always been someone who I just love competing and love playing golf. And it's why I got into this job, because I love it, you know? So I don't really understand kind of those guys that just don't play anymore or don't want to play. I just think, well, why are you working within this industry, you know? But I also get the argument of, well, if I'm coming away from work for a day, I'm going to lose money. And I completely empathize with that. There's got to be a way of putting events on that are a little bit more palatable to certain PGA pros and that want to bring their members out as well, because there'll be members at clubs desperate to come and play with a professional in an event. And no matter whether you don't play or you haven't played for years, you still would have been at a standard at some point where these guys that you're bringing will have been in awe of what you do. And you don't quite realize until you play with guys that are, you know, mid to high handicappers, just how, you know, you feel like you're not playing very well, but they're like, they would literally snap their right arm off to hit a shot like you hit. You know what I mean? And you don't really appreciate that sometimes until you do play with these people. And it's great to do. And certainly something that I'll strive to always do, always compete and always keep playing in pro-ams, because I absolutely love it. And it, like I say, it's the reason I got into this sport and this game in the first place as a job and as a profession, because I love playing the game. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's like I say, it's a time of year that it's kind of full of excitement, really, for me. I mean, there's obviously all sorts of stuff going on in the golf world, which we won't get into now in terms of like what tour you're playing on and all that kind of thing. But that's for people far cleverer than me and you, Matt, to try and sort out. So, yeah, we'll leave it to them. But yeah, I think that golf is in a good place in terms of the game here in the UK, besides the weather. I know this time of the year for us is when all of our membership renewals are coming in, and it's a time of year when no one's got any money either. Do you know what I mean? It's the last thing you want to be doing is thinking about spending 1300 quid on a golf membership when Christmas is literally 2 weeks behind you, and your bank balance is probably the worst it's going to be for the rest of the year. But it's the reality, really. We've got to kind of try and keep people hooked on this game, and people wanting to come up to the golf club and play and use the facilities and social stuff and have a beer in the bar and all that kind of stuff. It's difficult for a golf club at this time of year to sort of, you know, to balance the books, really, I suppose, in what you spend in trying to keep the golf course really nice and trying to improve it as much as possible running into the season. But it's a time when not many people want to come up to the golf club because of the weather and all the other things we've just mentioned before. But hopefully they'll start watching the golf on TV again. They'll see all this new equipment that's coming out, and just the sight of that will get them playing a bit more golf again.
What I would say is the driving ranges have been very busy last two or three times I've been. And I don't know if that's maybe because a lot of the courses are closed, but it just feels like people have got that itch, that urge after Christmas to get back out and blow off the cobwebs.
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be a bit of that. I'm certainly seeing more since Christmas, really. A lot of people now booking lessons and wanting to start coming and working on their game, you know, with a view to hitting the ground running in the 2024 golf season. So, yeah, hopefully we're going to see more and more people coming up and doing that. And in turn, that kind of leads into buying things from the shop, whether it be a polo shirt or even just some, you know, sweets and a Snickers and a bottle of water to go out and play golf. All those things add up. And when there's not people coming up to play, you know, people like myself, retailers and PGA pros in the shop, you're not earning any money, are you? So it can be pretty tough. But yeah, I'm not playing a violin here. It's the same every year. Do you know what I mean? It's this time of year is pretty rubbish in terms of the weather. And we know the UK is going to be pretty awful this kind of same time period most years. But yeah, I think now that we've kind of got past Christmas and New Year, people start to look towards the season and are starting to get excited about playing again. And I certainly am anyway. Like I can't wait to get playing some golf in 2024.
Same.
So, Matt, I mean, it's been ages. It's been great to speak to you again. It's been good to sort of chew the fat a little bit about what's going on in golf and kind of what's coming early on this year. We've got obviously more podcasts coming out in the coming weeks. As new stuff keeps coming out, we'll also have a bit of a look at what's going on in the world of professional golf. But from now, Matt, you keep getting smashing the gym, keep practicing, and hopefully we'll get away sometime next month. But for those of you watching and listening, thank you very much, and we'll see you all very, very soon.